This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I like this right here.
It was a weird time when Carlos Santana like came back. This one with Rob Thomas. He had another one with like Wyclef or something like that. Remember that? Supernatural. He won all the Grammys for it.
Bad boy right here, though, man.
Oh, yeah. Great guitar player, no doubt.
Yeah.
Hey, hour number two here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. Back into some NBA playoff, yes, but also just general NBA conversation as the happened last night, and just smells a little.
It just does.
Smells a little bit like Baltimore, doesn't it?
Yeah,
like the
man.
Docks and like a
real
little fishy.
It just is. I'm sorry. Like I don't know. I mean, I understand the whole like not letting teams that are purposely tanking. I understand. Don't reward them.
Yeah, I love that.
But why are you rewarding a dumbass?
Yeah.
The dumbass, I mean, not saying Nico's that, but I'm just saying the move that he made.
Yeah, it was a bad
I still
move.
Don't believe he was. It was solely his decision.
Well, and the conspiracy would say that it wasn't his decision at all.
Yeah,
it was the NBA saying,
I
hey,
don't believe that he
you
traded.
Send Luka over there to L.A., and then in 4 months, we'll give you the ping pong ball, and you can get the most highly touted American prospect since when? I don't know when. Because Wemby's the most highly touted prospect since LeBron.
Right.
I don't know, Cooper Flagg is as highly touted as whatever, but like it's a big deal.
Right.
It's a big number one pick to get. So, yeah, I mean, that's what the conspiracy would say. The conspiracy would say that Nico was in on all of
because it. Because you think about it, what he got back for Luka. Like, I mean, and I hate saying it because Anthony Davis is he a top 75 player?
Yeah, of all time?
When
I think he was.
Was, okay.
Yeah, there's so,
oh,
yeah.
That's right, because it was him, they were talking about him or Dwight. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just funny.
I know. That's the thing is the picks.
Like
and maybe that's why they didn't trade the picks. They would have got picks back. Never mind. That didn't make any sense. Yeah, that was the criticism of the trade beyond just how do you trade Luka. It's like, all right, if you're gonna, how do you not maximize the value
And tell nobody.
At least open it up a little bit and see if you can get the Knicks gave up 4 first round draft picks for Mikal Bridges.
Yes.
Like you'd think you would be able to get some picks for Luka too.
Yes.
But
you had a whole haul.
You would think.
Yeah. It's I won't say conspiracy, but I like it. Smells a little like Baltimore.
Here's the thing. Like I believe that the NBA conspired to send Patrick Ewing to New York.
No doubt.
Like I genuinely believe that
right.
happened.
Yeah, the whole thing.
There's not
thing.
That many conspiracy theories that I really buy, but I really do believe that.
Mm-hmm.
So if I believe that, why wouldn't I believe this?
I just thought, but because it goes back to something, especially today. Like when you pull off a coup or whatever like that, the secrecy that has to be in it.
Of
like, okay, we're going to make sure that they get this.
Mm-hmm.
How do we do this?
Yeah.
Because there's always nobody sees anything before. The only person that sees it is the one guy who's pulling out the thing. Mm-hmm. Or no, this the guy who walks him in with the briefcase.
Ernst & Young
the briefcase with the handcuff on it.
Yeah.
The briefcase with the handcuff on it, walks it in there, nobody's seen it, and all these different things. And they're telling me these odds. 14% was, I think that was the top three.
Top three get 14%.
Yes.
Yeah.
They got 1.8%. Yes.
Now, the Hawks had that last year and got it, too.
They did.
So, I mean, you know, it can happen.
Maybe they're trying to start a French market here in Atlanta.
Yeah, I think they should.
Yeah, they're trying to get the French market.
They're trying to get you and I back on board with the French because we've been pretty hard on.
I think
them
that's
for
what
a while.
It is. They're trying to get French TV.
I just like because one of the arguments that somebody made last night was like, if you're accusing the NBA of conspiracy, you're accusing Ernst & Young of committing fraud. I was like, yeah, that
sounds all right.
Yeah, the financial company that got fined $100 million for ethics violations.
Sounds all right.
Yeah, I feel pretty comfortable accusing them of doing something underhanded.
Sounds all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they thought that was going to be the end of the argument right. thing. It's like, right. oh, this game winner right here, mic drop. If you're doing this, then you're accusing an American financial institution of cheating.
Well, duh.
Yeah, I'm going to go right on with my thought process there and say that I think that that's what they did.
It does happen. It does happen. But
that's
yeah,
what I think happened.
It's going to be I keep thinking Kyrie tore his ACL, not his Achilles. So he'll be back by January.
Mm-hmm.
Probably back by January sometime. Hopefully AD's still standing upright.
It's a perfect situation.
He's going to come in and play the wing. I think he can play NBA wing because, you know, AD don't want to play center. AD does not want to play center for whatever reason. He doesn't like the banging on his body.
He'd be one of the two best centers in the league.
Yeah, but he don't want to play center.
Didn't want to do it.
Yeah, he don't want to play center.
All right.
So, yeah. So, they'll move him to Klay, Thompson. You know, he always seemed like he's ornery about something. More shots I got to give up. now I'm officially the fourth wheel.
Yeah, you already were, but that's all right. Yeah. That's all right. All right, we'll come back. We'll get back into some. We'll get back into some NBA stuff in about 15 minutes. The back page with Bo coming up at 12:40. Let's kick the hour off with an NFL no huddle. All right, there was some interesting stuff that happened yesterday in the National Football League, by the way. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We've talked about it a couple times now, but if you haven't heard, the Falcons are officially going to Germany.
Yeah, man.
They're going to take on the Colts on November 9th. Now, it is a road game. They don't lose a home game because of that, which is nice. But that's the deal. Like, you're going to have these. Eventually, I think Conte's on it. I think eventually most teams are going to have these every year, probably. Yep. It's just the way that things are going, so accept it. They're going to be playing in Germany,
man. I mean, I think that's the ultimate thing. It's always, I still don't think they'll put a team there. I just still have a hard time.
I don't think so. I don't know.
And I keep saying that they keep adding more damn games. College football players are getting paid. So every time I say I don't think this is going to happen, it always damn happens.
Yeah.
So it's a possibility. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, and it's crazy because you're like, who wants the Jacksonville Jaguars? Europe wants – London wants
London would gladly
take them over there. But, sure. But yeah, I mean, if the money's in, if the money's right, the NFL's going to go.
That's right.
They're going to go.
That's exactly right. Which leads us to more conversation like that. Amazon is going to have the Broncos and Chiefs game on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. So I guess the Chiefs are just a Christmas staple.
Well, Patrick Mahomes said he likes playing on it.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, I like playing on Christmas Day.
Usually, I don't have to spend any time with my weird family.
They're not weird. They're not weird.
Some of them are.
They're not weird.
Brother's kind of weird.
Yeah. He is on a different level of what he is.
Yeah, his brother's.
Yeah, he's a whatever.
Dad seems cool. He just needs to give somebody else the keys.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I like his dad.
Yeah, that's it.
Dad seems awesome.
But I think, when you look at that, then they're going to be – did we talk – there's going to be a game on Netflix or something like that? I wouldn't be surprised or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, probably.
I mean, everybody who got
a – YouTube's going to get it.
Everybody who got a platform wants the NFL.
TikTok's going to have, like, just snippets of a game. You're going to have to watch it in 15-second snippets.
NFL, that's big business.
Nickelodeon had a game.
Yeah, with Blake Burles and everybody. Were commentating. They had like the Simpsons. That's what it was. The Simpsons.
They had the Simpson game. They also had the Andy's Bedroom Toy Story game.
Oh yeah.
Which, if you really want to chuckle, if you're over it and you can chuckle about it by now, Desmond Ritter throwing a pick six in London in Toy Story characters is pretty damn funny.
But that goes back to what we talked about.
Desmond Ritter.
Only happens to the damn Atlanta teams.
Desmond Ritter.
Only damn Atlanta teams. Is he on somebody's team?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's not. Okay. He was gonna be in camp with, gosh, I forget who, and then they didn't.
Was the Raiders?
No, it wasn't. It was a different team. He'll be a practice squad quarterback for somebody.
Maybe.
But he won't be a starter with no quarterback competition all year for any team ever.
Uh-oh.
Only here.
Uh-oh. Somebody is still personal with it. Oh, yeah. We're not going to talk about that.
Nah, it's just
we're
classic.
We're going to move along.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to lose. Oh, Trey Hendrickson says the Bengals are no longer talking about a new deal, and he's cut off talks. Just saw a clip. He is at practice today. He is at voluntary workouts today for the Bengals. That just seems like it's going to be a disaster. They need to go ahead and move.
Yeah, I mean, the news that came out yesterday was that they're not talking, yeah. right? Like, they haven't done it. Now, since the draft. Draft wasn't that long ago.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's only a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But
I'm pretty sure, like, especially when you're in negotiations with a team and they say, we'll wait till after the draft, and then that damn Monday you call, hey, dog, what's up?
Yeah, we waited. Yeah. Here we are.
Yeah, here we are.
Yeah, no, the situation's bad. I just, you know, they don't have to trade him.
No, they don't. He's under contract. And more than likely he's going to play. If you're a volunteer workout,
yeah,
you're not going to walk away from $20 million.
No.
He's making 19, whatever, 19, whatever it is,
right.
this year. You're not going to walk away.
And is it the final year?
Yes, it's the final year.
Okay, so he balls out again, yeah, then he hits the actual open market.
But it's the final year, Andy, and you are at off-season conditioning. You're not sitting out the season.
Yeah,
they know that because you showed up. So if you're not going to give up $400,000 or $500,000, you ain't going to give up $17 million by sitting out.
Hey, the Falcons signed Caleb Johnson.
Our Caleb Johnson?
I just saw him this morning.
I saw Caleb this morning.
I guess that's where he went.
I told you Caleb was sneaky athletic.
You did. You did tell me that. You kept saying it.
Yeah, I told you Caleb's sneaky athletic.
They signed linebacker and special teamer Caleb Johnson.
Nice.
Not the running back from Iowa,
mm-mm.
who is a very good running back.
Yes,
and got. I think he got drafted in the third or fourth round or something like that. This is another Caleb Johnson. So there's three Caleb Johnsons that we know about. And they also released wide receiver Philip Dorsett, the sequel.
Damn, he was here?
Yeah.
Yes. You talking about from Miami? You said Philip Dorsett?
Yep.
The receiver?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Philip, that dude can know he can fly, man. But, you know, it's one of the things where you don't move on. You need special teams help. It seems like these guys are going to be one of your core guys. If you're in a pinch, maybe he plays some linebacker. You would not like that because that means if he's playing, that means people are hurt.
Yeah.
So you want, but I mean, sometimes, and I told you, they went away from a lot of those core special teams players that just played all four of the big four because you wanted to be able to get more versatility as far as guys who can come in on certain packages, third down linebackers, but can still be one of your core four guys.
We also found out, I don't know why this one got leaked because it's kind of random. I mean, it's good matchups, but Fox announced that their Week 16 doubleheader will be the Eagles and Commanders and the Packers and Bears.
Lovely.
It's good, but, yes. like, why that one?
Yeah.
You know, of all the weeks, I understand the Christmas games. I understand the international games. And then a Week 16 doubleheader on Fox also got announced. Tomorrow we'll know all of them.
Yeah.
They'll tell us the whole schedule. And over the next 24 hours, when does that happen? When does the schedule release officially happen?
It usually happens.
Like 2 o'clock or something?
You sure it ain't no primetime thing?
Oh, maybe it is. Yeah. You know what? It probably is. That's probably what they would do. But over the next 24 to 30 hours or so, more games will get leaked. And they'll filter out. All right.
And you don't have to do the win-loss thing.
No, you don't. You could. You don't have to. We're not going to. We're not going to do that. We'll talk some NBA playoffs coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Some pretty interesting quotes there from Matthew Judon. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll talk some NBA in just a couple of minutes. After a couple games last night, one devastating injury and, you know, ping pong balls bouncing the way that they tend to in the NBA. But Matthew Judon, former Falcon, right?
Yes.
Say former Falcon, played for the team last year. They caught up with him after a celebrity basketball game and asked him about his year last year, and he didn't hold back.
Yeah, basically he was asked him over the pageantry. He's at a celebrity basketball game, got interviewed by someone, interview with card players, Kyle something, after the basketball game, and he was basically talking about his role. His role in Jimmy Lake's system was a key reason for his statistical regression. Hell no, it wasn't bad luck, he said. If you go look at the film, I dropped in the coverage on 60% of the plays. It's hard to get a pick and a sack on the same play, says, according to the dorks over Pro Football Focus. Matthew Judon, he played 655 snaps last year. He rushed the passer 328 of those snaps, which equates to 50%.
Yeah.
He played 240 snaps in run defense, which makes up about 36.6%, leaves 87 snaps or 13% of Judon snaps either rush the passer or defend against the runs.
Wow.
That's
rush the passer 13% of the time.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not good.
Nope.
Not at all. Maybe part of the reason why they moved on from the defensive coordinator.
Could be. And the reason why he didn't get any sacks.
And why Matthew Judon didn't get any sacks until really after the bye.
Yes.
He had some better games after that when they were using him more as specifically a pass rusher. That's also exactly what I would say if I was Matthew Judon,
Hell
too.
Yeah, now that I'm trying to get on.
The stats back it up.
Yeah, I'm trying to get on.
Watch the team last year. That backs it up, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, he's got to come up with an explanation as to why the numbers look the way that they looked last year. That's all reasonable to me.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks.
Yeah,
frustrating.
It makes
have a
mad
guy like that and use him like that. Yeah. Hopefully they don't do that with Jalen Walker. They said they're not going to.
They said they're not going to. But, you know, sometimes, you know, adjustments are made. You got to give offense credit sometimes. Sometimes they shift somewhere over where you're like, oh, damn, on this coverage right here. Oh, they shifted this right here. Well, I become the designated dropper now or stuff. I mean, offense do certain things to get, you know, players out of, you know, their what they do special. But that shouldn't matter because – I don't give a damn if you shift to something. He's going to rush.
Judon also acknowledged a return to Atlanta is doubtful.
Oh, no, he ain't coming here.
If there was any wonder about whether or not he would be coming back to Atlanta.
Yeah, no, he ain't coming back here. There was never any doubt. There was never any doubt.
Especially when they drafted two pass rushers in the first round.
And then when guys
signed Leonard Floyd.
Yeah, he's not coming back here.
No, I don't blame him for being frustrated about that, though.
Hell yeah, especially when you're trying to get on and people are like, oh, he fell off. No, this is why.
Yeah.
I do think,
like, if you're in the open market and you're him and you just, like, you could give all the examples he wants, you can bring those stats out. You could just be like, look, man, look at that franchise. Look what they do to pass rushers.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, I still have it. You gotta bank on me.
Yeah.
It was them. It was that situation, not me. And if I'm another team, I'm like, yeah, that tracks.
Yeah.
I buy it.
It does. I saw this story this weekend about this Miss Sandy Cohn, she's a traveling nurse who met Travis Hunter on the plane. And like they sat beside, and obviously she didn't know who he was and everything like that. Just a fine young man, pretty much is what the whole conversation
helped
came
her with
about.
Her bag. Put it up
helped
in
her with her bag overhead. And everything like that.
Travis Hunter,
yes,
strikes me as a plain chatter.
Really?
Like he strikes, yeah, and look, obviously, like clearly. Yeah. But he strikes me as a guy that if you sat next to him on the plane, mm-hmm. if you wanted,
right.
and I don't think he's going to be aggressive about it, right. I'm like this. If you want, we can talk the whole flight. If
really?
You want, if you want.
No freaking
I'm into it.
Way.
I'm into it. No, if you don't want, if your headphones are on, you're over there, fine. I'll,
yeah.
I'm a good reader of situations.
As
I'm not,
far as if somebody want to talk to you or not?
Or just life.
Do you initiate the conversation on the plane?
I mean, you know, you kind of can tell if somebody wants to talk, how? Right? They kind of give you a look, you know? You sit down, maybe they say, hey, how are you? Whatever. There's
hey,
like, there's an...
Hey, how are you? It,
but there's like different types of hey, how are
oh,
you?
Okay.
Like, there, you know, like it's not hard to tell whether or not someone wants to be left alone mm-hmm. or is interested in maybe having a conversation right. on an airplane.
Uh-huh.
And I'm the type of person that if you are interested in having a conversation uh-huh. on an airplane, I will oblige.
Okay.
I sat next to a guy from Atlanta to San Francisco last fall, and we talked for 4 hours.
Really?
It was great.
Did y'all get any drinks while y'all were flying?
Oh, yeah. Well, he doesn't drink. He wasn't
So you drinking. Were drinking.
I was drinking, yeah. Okay. And I got more chatty as that went on. And I will say this, like, as I drank more, like, there's a chance that maybe I wasn't as good at reading signs then.
Right.
Like, maybe he didn't want to talk for
maybe
4 hours.
He was like, dude, well, you should.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. But, you know, there'd be pauses in the conversation. You don't have to talk the whole time.
Right.
But I understand not everybody wants to do that. That's I'm not going to. I'm not a big chatter guy. Not surprising.
But I'm very helpful. I will always get the bags from the top and everything like that when somebody needs help and things like that. But yeah, if I'm flying alone, yeah, not a big chatty guy. Now, if you say, I won't be like, oh, rude, but for the most part.
Of course,
part,
but
usually,
you're not trying to sit there and talk to somebody.
But for the most part, as soon as I sit in my chair, I'm usually headphones on.
Right.
And so it's
and
like,
in that case, you're not going
to
bother that person.
I don't want to talk to you.
But like sometimes you sit next to Sandy Combs,
yes,
you
Ms.
know,
Combs.
And you meet. You know, you make a connection.
Yeah, it happens.
And that's what life's about.
It does.
All about interpersonal connections.
Yes, it is.
That's what it is.
Yes, it is.
There were a couple basketball games last night. Timberwolves-Warriors game was good, but it ended up going the way that it kind of was always going to go with no Steph. And Golden State played, like they outscored the Timberwolves by 13 in the fourth quarter to kind of make the score look different.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Timberwolves really... they extended that lead in the third quarter. They just went nuts. Like Anthony Edwards went nuts. Julius Randle went nuts. They didn't miss any shots, it felt like, for the entire third quarter. And they're up 3-1 now. And have they given any indication as to what Steph's going to do?
No. I know they asked Draymond last night after the game, and he's basically saying they don't need Steph to rush back. You know, if he's not ready to go, he's just not ready to go.
Right.
Yeah, and so you don't want anything like that to happen.
They do need him to rush
they
back.
They need
though.
Him to rush back.
Yeah, I mean, like, they need do him. Need him to.
They need it. It's a long damn offseason. They've hit the damn half-freaking hill, you know, but, you know, they need him desperately to come back sooner rather than later. But I don't know what the status is or if he's going to be able to come back before the series is over. They were trying to hopefully they can get this to the weekend.
Yeah.
They needed this game. They needed this game. But we
they just can't win. They just can't win without him.
They can't win without him.
Yeah.
Because he's the offense and not necessarily – obviously, him shooting everything, but the attention that he draws
yep.
and how that helps out everybody else.
Yeah, and they just don't – I mean, they just don't have like a – and I realize Steph is such a unique, specific kind of one-of-one player, so obviously you're not going to have a guy who can do Steph stuff, but they don't even have a guy who can handle the ball, really. Uh-huh. Like, Jimmy can bring it up, and he's done that a little bit, and like Podziemski kind of, but like – they don't even really have a backup point guard,
yeah.
which is kind of wild,
yes.
you know?
You call Draymond initiates the offense sometimes and everything like that,
right.
but you still need that Steph element, and they just don't have it.
Yeah, so that sucks. It sucks that series feels like it's kind of going to go that way because of that. I won't say that the Knicks-Celtics series is because of that. Now, that's going to be the story because Tatum got hurt last night, and it looks like the Achilles, and we'll find out today probably, but they were losing last night anyway.
Yeah, man.
Tatum doesn't get hurt, they still lose that
give
game.
Give the Knicks credit. They didn't let it get far. They didn't let it get away. They were able to let Brunson, you know, they got some good bench minutes. Not Cameron Payne, ugly shot ass. But what's the other dude? Number two. I can't think of it. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, Deuce.
Yeah, he came off the bench, gave him some good minutes and everything, made some shots for him. But this is about Mikal Bridges and Anunoby. they made shots last night. Bridges was like, you know, that time where Brunson was resting, he was on it. And he was doing the same. We mentioned him yesterday as far as got to get it going. And then you got Brunson, a closer. And they were able to just stay in, like, in reaching distance to the Celtics. And they were able to take the lead right before the fourth quarter. And they just held on to it, and they just kept adding on to it.
Yeah, and then it was Brunson time.
And then it was Brunson time. And he just did not miss, got to his spots and everything like that. And it's just unfortunate because Jason Tatum was really good.
Yeah, now you were talking,
you know, as good as he is, he's still a frustrating. They are frustrating. Like, why did you shoot that shot? Why are you taking that shot? I just don't understand the rush to have to get it up so much and so fast and everything. But yeah, I mean, you look at JT, he's going for a loose ball, and you know, we know from watching sports, that's not a good fall. That's not a good way to go down. You saw the, you know,
it's him. Very similar to the Dame one where you're kind of like trying to change position. You just put your foot back and plant, and you know, you see it.
Yeah.
They didn't have the angle that showed it, luckily, because it's kind of gross. But once you saw the replay, you kind of know what it is. I mean, hopefully not, because it's not official yet, but. You know, you've seen enough of him to probably know what it is, which sucks. He hit 42 before that.
Yes.
And he was playing very well, but it didn't matter. Like, every time he would do something, the Knicks would do two things in the fourth quarter. Yeah,
nobody else for the Celtics had it going. And, I mean, I know, you know, Jaylen Brown's a damn good player and everything like that.
He's not right.
He ain't right.
Yeah,
he's not right. He's not himself and everything like that. And for people to think that, like, all of this has to be a collective effort. You saw Kristaps Porzingis just don't look good.
Mm-hmm. He's not right.
He's not right and everything like that. And you got this Knicks team who, you know, by all accounts, they're mentally tough. They got a closer. And, you know, can they find out a way to go on a run, man? You know,
I believe they have.
I believe they have. You think about the two teams that they couldn't beat in the regular season are all banged up.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about the Cavs, and you talk about the Celtics right now.
Yep.
Now, I saw the odds. They're the favorite to come out of the East now over Indiana. I would not count out Indiana in that whatsoever. But, yeah, I mean, the Knicks, it's been a long time since they've been relevant. It's been a long time since they had an opportunity to go to the Eastern Conference Finals and everything. Did they get the one with Melo?
I don't think so.
I'm like, okay.
I think they won one playoff series with Melo.
Okay. So now, you know, since Patrick Ewing and them.
Yep.
And Allen Houston and them boys.
99 strike season, right?
They went to the finals. I think they said 25 years.
They went to the finals against the Spurs, right?
Yep.
And lost.
Yep, 25 years.
Yeah, great run in the 90s. And look, Knicks and Pacers, feels 90s.
Yeah, it does. Well, it's going to be a lot of – well, Spike Lee's always there.
Yeah.
But they're gonna make
the games aren't going to look like they looked in the
90s. They're going to make sure Reggie calls out a lot of the games.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
And you know, so they can have all that.
It'll be fun nostalgia for 90s basketball fans. I don't, you know, given injuries and health and all that, and look, that's what it is this time of year. It happens to a lot of teams every single postseason. You know, the Celtics and the Cavs were the best two teams in the East for the entire year. They both got decimated by injuries by the time the playoffs came around. It sucks, but, you know, don't blame the Knicks or the Pacers for that. And look, the Pacers are about to go to the Eastern Finals 2 years in a row.
Back to back.
So, yeah, apologies to them for saying that they were the new Hawks. Guess not.
Nah, far from it.
They have to win another game, but they'll probably be in the East Finals.
Mitchell and them are at shootaround this morning.
Okay.
So whatever
that's worth. Who knows? Maybe they can rally and make a series of it, but the way Indiana's playing doesn't look like it matters. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Usher. He's still on damn tour? Still feeding cherries to people?
I don't know. But
he's still in Vegas, right? I thought he's still out there?
But I do know that the Braves are honoring him. With a bobblehead.
I saw that this morning.
It's going to be a popular bobblehead.
Is it going to have the red fur coat on it and like some cherries in his hand?
They had a picture of it.
Oh, okay.
It didn't look like that.
Oh, he's got roller skates on.
Okay, because he's a big roller skate guy.
And all right. He had roller skates on in the Super Bowl.
Oh, he damn sure did.
It looks like the outfit that he's wearing in the Super Bowl. He's also got one hand A-Town up, one hand A-Town down.
Oh.
And he's got a hat on with an upside-down Braves logo on it.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Nice. Okay. I was curious if he had the fur coat with the chairs.
Will it be kind of the same limited number as they've done with the music bobbleheads in the past? So it's just going to be crazy demand for
15,000.
It? 15,000. Man. All right.
This is going to go down Wednesday, June 18th versus the Mets.
Okay. Wednesday, yeah, perfect.
It's going to be a line.
Very smart.
Yeah, when you're supposed to do giveaways.
Yeah, yeah.
Not Saturday night.
Pirates have to do the best giveaway of the year on Saturday night with the Braves in town, by the way, who are one of the teams across baseball that draw. Like, there are fans in every single town that
go. You know, thinking back on it, the Skeens bobblehead that had lines all the way across the freaking Allegheny.
Yeah, it was a Friday.
A Saturday.
It was a Saturday.
Yeah.
Because
they left on Friday and went down there. And I didn't even put that together.
Because like, they know even a cool bobblehead won't get Pirates fans to come out on a Wednesday.
Unbelievable.
We're not going. You want the Skeens bobblehead? Not that bad.
Not really.
Not crossing the bridge for that one.
I'm pretty sure they're a pretty loyal fan base.
They would have to be.
They would have to be.
If there are any fans left, they have to be loyal. Because there's nothing, no other reason to be.
I don't know what to tell you.
Do you have the – was it the – Ralph Kiner, right? Did you have the interview with his son? No? Okay. Maybe we'll get that later in the week. The son of a great major leaguer wrote a book about like being the son of a great major leaguer and had a real weird quote about it in a baseball game broadcast yesterday. But I'll let him say it and we'll use it later in the week.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
You have it? Oh, you do? Oh, you don't? Oh, we'll find it. We'll find it. All right, let's get to the back page.
Oh, okay.
Just felt like a back page story. So we'll get there. All right. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of the three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
I will find that and bring it to the back page tomorrow. Florida Complex League. So it wouldn't make much sense to have kind of a practice squad full of guys down there that didn't play anybody. So the Florida Complex League is where Ronald Acuna Jr. is going to rehab. So check this out. Every Grapefruit League baseball team in Florida has a complex league that plays games at the spring training facility,
and
they play against each other. Now, I'm not sure. It is a league, so I'm assuming there is a winner and a loser. It's rookie-level players, so you're not going to find any old guys there unless you got somebody going down there to do a rehab start.
Right.
I assume the minor league teams for the Braves are just out of town right now, which is why they're doing the complex league thing. But, yeah.
Yeah, then he doesn't have to travel or anything.
Yeah. But I'm like, why don't they just send everybody down there that has to rehab? Because that makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
So, there you go.
The FCL?
FCL, that's exactly right.
Okay, yeah. FCL.
These events are open to the public whenever they play these games. They do not charge admission, but they also do not serve
refreshments.
Refreshments or concessions.
Can you BYO refreshments?
That's a great question. I'll look into that. Okay. Maybe. If you could wheel an ice chest in there and go watch, I don't know.
Yes.
Below A-level guys, play below A-level guys from another team.
And
if I lived in Northport, yeah. I would do that.
Yeah. Grab a case of beer and go down there and watch Ronald Acuna hit bombs against like random guys. That'd be fun.
So speaking of the Usher bobblehead A-Town down, peace out, peace up A-Town down, bobblehead was my next story that was going to lead me into Paul Skeens, who did have a giveaway in Pittsburgh. And speaking of Paul Skeens is going to be joining the World Baseball Classic Team USA.
Oh, yeah, I saw that this morning.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I saw that this morning.
That makes you kind of feel good. You got the young fireballer in there.
Yeah,
so we got Aaron Judge, the captain. Paul Skeens has agreed to play as one of our starting pitchers. I would imagine he may start game one, depending on who else signs up.
Aaron Judge got 30 home runs already?
Dude.
Yeah.
An ungodly amount.
He's batting 400.
Yeah.
He's just, when he's healthy, he's been on a tear the last 5 years that, nobody.
Right.
He's his numbers are really, it's like him and, for right-handed hitters, it's like him and Hank Aaron.
Yeah.
This is serious. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So, speaking of teams having to do giveaways when the Pittsburgh Pirates are in town, so the Mets yesterday, with the Pirates in town and Paul Skeens, you know, everywhere Paul goes, Livy Dunn probably also goes. So the Mets had three SI swimsuit models throw out the first pitch to three other SI swimsuit models. Camille Kostic, Ellie Thuman, Zandra Pohl threw the first pitch out to, these are players, Mark Vientos, Tyrone Taylor, and Huascar Brazoban. But Livy Dunn was in the building. So they got to see Mets fans, Pirates fans, got to see four SI swimsuit models throw out the first pitch yesterday.
Great.
Maybe they packed the house for it. Maybe they didn't.
The reason because?
I guess just to get fans to go to the game.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming because the Pirates are in town, Livy Dunn's there.
Do you think they would do it for road team?
I think they were doing it because they were playing the Pirates, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do they still release the swimsuit edition?
I don't know.
Sports Illustrated is no longer a magazine.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I think it's all digital.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, no.
That used to be a big deal.
That used to be a big deal.
It was a huge deal. It was actually really a very thick Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, it was.
You could always tell when you got the...
Some years thicker than others, depending on who the cover model was.
Yeah.
Speaking of said Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition, they have released the names of the models. There's going to be four models on the cover this year. Is it called a cover still if it's not a paper magazine? They're still calling it a cover.
We'll call it a cover.
I guess it's page one on the internet.
Yeah.
So... Livy Dunn and Jordan Chiles will be on there. So maybe they were at the Mets game promoting
it. Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay. All right.
Lauren Chan and 58-year-old Selma Hayek.
Really?
How about that?
I like
Still
it.
A smoke show at 58. That's nuts.
Yep.
Yeah, she's a very nice-looking lady.
She has aged
beautifully.
Well. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know what the diet is, but
it's
working. A lot of water.
Different kind of water.
Yeah, like mineral waters and stuff.
Yeah.
Coconut water, probably.
Maybe some coconut water.
Yeah, put her face in it and do all the beauty and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, maybe rubs a banana peel on there. Like that one guy.
Hey, man. Potassium.
Where did he fall off already?
I think so. Oh. I mean, I don't think it was going to be a.
Oh,
I don't think it was a. Power was going
to. He fall off already?
Last much longer than. He kind of just got made fun of, right? For a week and then went back to. I don't know.
So
run it all fast for no reason.
Speaking of swimsuits and water, did y'all know that Maine fishermen are in danger?
Who?
Maine fishermen. I'm not sure if it's the people that pull the lobsters out of the water because that's where all the lobsters come from.
They're in danger or endangered?
Endangered. Not in danger, endangered. Like there's a lot of them missing or not there.
What the hell happened?
And Jordan Hudson wants to bring them back.
Humans?
Yes.
Where'd they go?
All right, so let's rewind back to the Miss Maine contest that Jordan Hudson was entered in. This is Bill Belichick's young little starling girlfriend, where she actually ended up finished in second place, but it was by a blowout margin.
I thought you said third place. Second's better.
Yeah.
So, still, coming in runner-up in a Maine beauty contest is tough.
A lot
can't be but four of them.
It's tough.
So, you know, every beauty pageant contestant gets asked a question. What are you going to do for the state of Maine if you become Miss Maine?
Sure.
Right.
Here's what Jordan Hudson wants to do.
I think about this really often because there's a mass exodus of fishermen that's occurring in the rural areas of Maine, and I don't want to see more fishermen displaced. As your next Miss Maine USA, I would make it a point to go into the communities, to go to the legislature, to go into the government and advocate for these people so that they don't have to think about these memories as a past moment. Thank you.
Damn, Bill.
What is going on?
Damn.
Now, I'm going to go to our legislators and fight
for
our
legislator. Like, no, are they not working there? I'm assuming this is by choice.
I don't know. This is one of those ones where it's
I haven't
like,
dug too deep into why the fishermen are leaving Maine.
This might be actually an interesting story and a good cause. I don't know. But there's probably a more articulate way to explain what's going on there.
Damn, Bill.
Rural fishermen are going away. I don't know. Is the industry?
That's what I'm saying. Like all the fish is
drying up.
Yeah, right. Is it an environmental thing?
Paid what they should be getting paid.
Right. I do feel like fishermen in general are a group that I stand behind. I'm pro fishermen. I like fishermen.
Well, why?
I like fishermen.
Just a good, honest job.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I thought it was something else more specific of why.
No. I mean, growing up, there's a lot of fishermen in the Pacific Northwest. So maybe I'm more like partial to them or something like that. But that's a good hard working job.
Yeah.
And I think we should stand up for them.
We should stand up for our fishermen. We don't want them to.
There's a dude that sells fish to all the restaurants in Marietta Square every Thursday. Because we take Lily up there for ballet, and then he's there with his truck, and he's like the fish guy. Like, he brings them fish from, he comes from Florida every Thursday, and all the fish that he's caught and bought and all that kind of stuff, he brings it up in this giant cooler in the back of his truck, and he seems like a good dude. I want to stand up for that guy, too.
Okay. Stand up for him.
Yeah.
Maybe Jordan Hudson will stand up for him, too.
Maybe.
Maybe she could be Miss Smyrna.
I'll say it'd be harder to,
right?
Harder to win Miss Smyrna than it would be to win Miss Maine. I'll tell you that.
Damn.
I don't know if this is the season of bones and joints turning the wrong way in Major League Baseball.
Oh, man.
But have you seen the video of Oswaldo Cabrera rounding third?
I didn't watch it.
Unbelievable. I saw it. It was unbelievable, man.
Like, I don't see or understand why these things are happening. The young man trying to catch himself on the wall, that's just crazy. They just snap a forearm. But Oswaldo Cabrera looked like he maybe either snapped or turned an ankle. Maybe it was a leg. I guess the good, best case scenario is that it's a leg. But yeah, man, he went head first and or kind of slid into home, rolled over on his belly, and his leg was just kind of just not facing the right direction.
Yeah, no, it does feel like, and we say this every year in the NBA playoffs and in sports in general, but it just feels like there's just so much more injuries.
Yes.
And non-contact.
Gruesome.
Jason Tatum last night, Damian Lillard before. It's just like Donovan Mitchell the other night. Like, it just seems like there's way more of that than there ever used to be. And I don't know why. I wish I did, and I wish it would stop. That's another platform I'll stand on.
Do you think there's...
I'm pro-fisherman and anti-injury.
Pro-fisherman.
Pro-fisherman, anti-injury. The midday show with Andy Arena.
Yeah.
Do you think more of these injuries are happening, or we're just more aware of them happening because of social media and these great cameras that we have now with...
I don't remember.
I don't think there's any more cameras in the stands than there were 10 years ago.
I don't remember every NBA playoffs being like this.
No.
Like, it's just a war of attrition every year in a way that I don't remember it being in the past.
Like, what did we have when we were growing up? When Magic got hurt against the Pistons, the hamstring. Remember Isaiah sprained the hell out of his ankle? I don't remember. I'm pretty sure there's some out there.
Yeah, guys get hurt. It just seems like the story every year. There's a team that makes the conference finals, and it's like, well, yeah, but look at all the injuries that helped them along the way. And now it's going to be three out of the four teams that make the conference finals are because of the teams just like decimated injury-wise that they're playing against. There's one of the four series that's remaining in the NBA playoffs right now where both teams are pretty healthy.
Yes.
Denver and Oklahoma City. Yeah.
So speaking of injuries, this one was actually on the – this happened over the weekend. I had this one yesterday. We just didn't get to it. Hardcore Abu passes away over the weekend.
Really?
He just had a retirement match 3 weeks ago. Where is it going to be his official retirement?
One last bout. One last fight.
Some Sabu people need to keep working.
Extreme Championship Wrestling fame. If you've ever watched any of Sabu's matches in ECW or before that in the indie scene, hardcore legend.
Yeah.
The guys that beat up people with barbed wire and sticks, this is the guy that him and Terry Funk.
I love me some damn Terry Funk. He's a hit people with that damn branding iron. It was so great. But I'm just so curious because, like, one of us was talked about on TV and you didn't say nothing or play the clip at all.
Yeah. Humble.
Like, I just, like, look at the humbleness
of
Clifton over here.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean.
Because if it was Abe, it would have led the show.
It was Abe who would have led the damn show.
Yeah, last night on the broadcast, Brandon Godden and Jeff Francoeur is in the booth for the series. You kind of never know who's going to be in when, because Glavin was in on
the Glavin
trip,
did the last four-game series.
Which was cool.
Frenchie's doing this entire four-game series.
And it's always, they're so good. Him and Godden together are so good. But they were just kind of talking about the Truist Club and sitting down there, because Wiley Ballard was down there doing
a
story
on
it.
Delta Club,
yeah, on the Delta Club. And then they talked about people that worked down there and how cool they were. And then they were like, yeah, and Bo, it's great. He'll get you a cocktail.
There we go.
They mentioned my guy Rusty, too, who's my supervisor down there.
Yeah.
But you didn't mention it one time, huh?
Well, I mean, you know.
Yeah. It happens, though. You
not
know,
the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think.
Oh, my bad. Not the first time. My bad.
Well, I didn't want to make a big deal out of it. He just mentioned my 7-8 once.
Right. But it'll let us make a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a probably more appropriate way to do it, which is what we did.
Yeah.
It'll never not be cool to hear your name on TV.
No, right? That was a pretty good, pretty cool. I did text Frenchie after that. I was like, cheers, brother. And that sparked a little text interchange of talking about softball. As most of you probably know, Frenchie did step back from broadcasting so that he could spend more time with his daughters, who he is their softball coach. So Frenchie and I used to actually coach against each other, but he took his team to travel. So,
just a stand-up guy.
Stand up.
I heard it was actually something else. I heard there was a scandal, but nobody knows about it. I'm just kidding. I'm only saying that because my wife has a crush on him, just in case anybody's like, what? I'm joking.
Make sure we say that again. Somebody probably maybe turn their radio off. Yeah. I can't wait to
There's a scandal.
Him.
I'm going to Google it. There's no scandal. He's awesome and a great broadcaster. That's all that needs to be said. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at ExpressPros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.